Ein Bob.
Pashas Boy.
So, you have to take out time. The parashas is fighting. Who's tremendous shleet in the Bria, so from the Shloa Kodesh, Gevald the Gevort, last week's parasha, just he said that it says every all the makas Kain Kashem Alekeiru, the first maka says Kain Kamoini B'chol Haaretz. The Shloa says that the three Lashonos are connected to the three different things that every person has to know. Metzias Hashem. Hashkochas Hashem. Tzias Hashem and the Bria, Ashkochas Hashem, and everything going on in the Oretz. And Ein Oy Muvado, there's nothing but Hashem in the world. The Shloa Taiks, and those are the three Pshatim. We say, it says in the Pasuk, Yadato, Hayoim, Vashivoyis, Yalavek, Hashem, Hu Alikim. That's Matzias Hashem, Hashem, Havaya. Vashamayim Mimal, V'Yalaoros B'Tochas. That's the Ashkocha Protis. Vashamayim V'Yalaoros B'Tochas. Hashem rules over the heavens and the earth. Everything going on is orchestrated by Hashem. Ein Oid. V'Yadat HaYoim, says the Shlomi, V'Yashivoyis Elovecho. The person in the Shlomi says you have to have a Kavaldik Yediyah in this Inyan. And that's Psha ki ein kamoini ki ein l'Hashem alakeinu l'Hashem alakeinu l'Hashem havaya mitzias l'Hashem k'nei Hashem bekev ha'oretz. And ki ein kamoini, there's nothing like I know Hashem, there's no one but Hashem. I was thinking maybe that's the title when we say Shema Yisrael. Hashem Elokeinu, we say Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem is Havaya, Elokeinu is Hashkocha Pratis, as the Goyim says. Elokeinu is Hashkocha Pratis, that's the orchestration of the world. Hashem Echad is Eino Ed Muvado. That's what a person, that's the three says that every person has to know. Those, all the makas was to be both of those in Yonim. And it could be that the last three makis Hashem brought on the earth, they brought to Paroi, Boyal Paroi, the man she see Oisis Ayela Bekir Boy. That he should have it inside of him to mitzchad at these inyonim. Ein oid muvadoi mitzias Hashem. That's the extra fad. Kodesh Baruch Hu is mitzias in the veld. Sashkocha choyshech and ein oid muvadoi makas bechoyrus. But the mice at the end of the day, Rabbi Sai, these makas, if we go analyze each and every one of them, and you go into the makas, just think about it for a second, Rabbi Yisrael, the tremendous nest, the tremendous ashkocha, the tremendous power of every makas, Rabbi Yisrael, what went into it. And to go through the Asur Makas, to live through that kufra, Rabbi Yisrael. We said it was kimat impossible, kimat impossible, not to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It was exactly like Moshe Rabbeinu said it. The blood, the frogs, the kingdom, the lice, Rabbi Yisrael. Big things of lice all over the person's body. Tremendous. And the Oroiv, as we described last year, unbelievable. Neis nisim shepenis nisim, Rabbi Yisrael. Neis besoich neis. There was a different hanhoga, Rabbi Yisrael. It was hanhoga acheres. Makas Borer, Rabbi Yisrael. To understand, even Makas Borer, we end up last month, something that's not human, not possible, the Metzias. Fire and water living together in the same Metzias, a fire of ice ball. Water, out of the water comes the fire. There are things that are totally, Rashi says they made shalom in order to do Ratzon Hashem. Okay, very nice, but the person sees that you go out of your kelim, not just one little ball, found one little ball, thousands of balls, big fireballs. Besides the destructive being, imagine wondering how the power of these things were affected. So when they came, first of all, the koilos of rock and the koilos, it was mamash, it was thunder, it was not like we can even imagine thunder. So nitna, the Gemara says in brachos, like nitna ra'amim, to straighten out the akmimi yeshiv alev. Can you imagine the akmimi yeshiv alev that was straightened out with a thunder of the barbas koilos, akoilos, mamash koilos, atzumas. Moshe Rabbeinu had to go outside the city, I feel, for those koilos. He couldn't even hear himself daven, it was so loud. And then this ball comes down, which when it came down at Baisai, it didn't tickle your belly. It came down a ball of ice, a nice sized ball at Baisai. It's not like your friend threw you a nice snowball, hit you in the back. The Bereshim gave a snowball fight. He threw it down and it came down with big pools of ice. The Etzim thing, when it came down, it probably made it the noise and probably what it crushed and destroyed going down. Okay, it could have ended in that. But then the fire department had to come down. Because right away these balls were full of fire. As soon as they came down, so that whatever they killed, anything that was in the way killed. But not only that, now it made, you know, Aish was Yotze. The whole thing was up in alarm. The fire department, and they couldn't really go out of Baisai because their trucks are not set up for ice balls coming from heaven. That it's not structured in a way that it can handle ice balls. Even though they have water on the truck, so they couldn't even come out. The fire is all over the place. So you say, oh, there's fires, okay. But ice is coming down. No, but they made shelter. There was a pact between the ice and the fire. We don't start up with you, you don't start up with us. So the water was coming down, balls of water, hundred things, and nothing was being, blazes were going on. And what was going on, people see this, but say, you go out of your kingdom. And it's a mitzvah l'saper. To go over to each market to see the unbelievable nisim, shabbanes, Rabbi said. What we're getting to is such an unbelievable kasha. Somebody asked, it's a kasha that everybody should ask, but last night it was Oyman. I was talking to someone from America when he told me he was called me, and we're talking about something else, but we came over to this issue and we discussed this, and the Chorot's a parallel, Rabbi said. Comes to Makas Choshech, the Makas Choshech, Chosh Borah brings Makas Choshech. Rashi, Parshas Boy, Peter Medrash, Chazal, what is Makas Choshech? Why did Chosh bring Makas Choshech? So there's different Sfaras they go to see what's by them. I'm sure there was other Sfaras because they were Makshech, Hainem, Stom also. But Rashi brings Hashem Chazal to Ian of Makas Choshech, Zok Rashi. Why did Hashem make choshech? So you be Yisrael, but also do Rishoyim. V'lo how you write some lotzes. Umeisu b'shloish yimei afeik, v'lo shigirah mitzvim apaltam, v'yoyim im hafheim loikim kamoyu. that there was Rishoyim, Poishim, there was, according to Chazal, Chamushim Yotzu Mi Mitzrayim, Parash B'Shalach, Rashi brings the Chazal, Chamushim, one-fifth went out. What happened to the other four-fifths? Mesu, B'Shloshim Me'afelo, they all died out. According to one Chazal, over 2 million people, 2.4 million people died on that, those 3 nights. People thought the Holocaust was, it was a terrible mass of the Holocaust, but it was over 5 years, and the law later, we don't, in 3 days, 2.4 million Jews were wiped out, the year, 2.4 Israelites were wiped out of Israel. No mention of it, no discussion of it. It's like one of the greatest calamities that happened in the history of our nation. 3 days of a failure, we go to sleep very nice, pass the tea, and it's a few muffins Friday night, slurp it up and go into your bed. 2.4 million people died. Okay, the extra calamity is a tremendous thing, but let's try to understand it, 2.4 million didn't want to go out. I saw it from Sforim, I thought of someone. Dosim Vaviram were also, they weren't tzaddikim at all. But why were they zoicha to go out? Because they wanted to be niggal. They had the rats to be niggal. They put the blood on the door. Whatever they did to be go out, they had a rats to be niggal. These four things did not want to go out. Loi hoyu roitzim rashis loshes, loi roitzim motzim. Hashem yirachim, Rabbi said. How do you understand it? They saw the miracles of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And the Bereshit told them, they're going out. This was right before, raised the Mamash, the Holy Bible, we're ready to go out. And yet, we don't want to go out. Okay. So you say, oh, come on. These guys are living in big homes, with beautiful chandeliers. When you walk into the house, chandeliers, mamash, at the entrance of the door, you walk in, there's a butler waiting for you to take off your shoes, wipe your feet, and put on these beautiful slippers, these golden flowed slippers, and you go into your head down to your couch, you lie down, beautiful couches, big houses, beautiful furniture, and every type of delicacy. You come into the kitchen, into the main dining hall, a lavish affair. Mom is 75 different delis, bologna and salami. It's a bunch of bologna! There's no bologna there, because a bunch of bologna. They were sitting on, and they came into the house, starvation. Their kids were stuffed into the walls by the Egyptians. They're nothing. Okay, now they had a little reprieve because they were in the Marcus, but they suffered the worst calamities for 210 years. And here they have the chance. Dum dum dum. Here it comes. We said, we're going out. And we're not only going out, we're going out with a bang. We're going out from a place that no slave escaped. And here, God's hand, we see it, we're all going out, everybody's excited, this was planned about, it was talked about, they got the Messiah from Yosef, they saw the Nisim, we're all ready, everybody's excited, Mashiach is here! We want to stay in America! We're not going! El Al Airlines taking off tonight! Thousands of people in the air, four figure, imagine, it's announcement, get the call, it's over, they just saw him in Sfas, a white donkey, there he is, traveling in the mountains of Sfas, the call's made out, you call your relatives, and you hear from the back saying, we don't want to go out, we want to stay, with this heart, what's going on over here, this is what we live for, they were waiting to get out of this thing, okay, say there's 10 guys, you know, Bravans who don't want to go out. 10 guys, okay, not upset. What can we do? 4/5! The road doesn't want to go out!
What in the world is going on? Is the one of those Peladika? What is going on? How do you understand the Chazal? So you say that okay, they're nervous. They don't know if they don't know if Kosh Mosh take. They don't know Kosh Mosh showed them Mamash the greatest revelation in the history of the world that ever was till and even till today. The cards clearly run the world. And Hashem the care of our hearts. Polar bears in Mitzrayim. There will never ever be a polar bear in Egypt. He can't live in that climate. He steps into the Middle East, but he's like, the polar bear has to be in polar air. He can't be in the 90 degree weather. He dies. There he is. Billy the polar bear walking around Egypt, downtown Cairo. And right next to him is Leo. They're buddies. They're walking arm in arm. They're going to eat some lunch. Ahmad. A new little restaurant just opened up. Egyptians. Egyptian arms. Pele the Gazala boy side. Everybody said they see him. Like I said last week, they're tickling. He's tickling Leo, little Shmulek, with his payas. He wrapped his payas around Leo's big paws. Giant poor Leo, how you doing? Hashem Yirachem, and here they see everything. Oh, we're not going out. What? This is the moment. This is what we're waiting for. We're staying in Egypt, in the place of slavery. So Rashi, they were showing, we have to understand it. So Lamaisa have two Mahalchim, I want to say. One Mahalan, both of them were Dech, Musa Dech, Teher, but Ramaisa, Yesha Harbe Amis Bazaar. The Eresh the Mahalach is a Gavalik Teher, the Kurich is a Nefesh of a person. Probably the Svarm said, maybe I saw something like this, all, but the Yisoid is very partial. The Yisoid is that sometimes a person could get so. I mean, the first Pasha you saw, you could say that, like the Rambam Shita, this is more, even not even one of the Mahal that I said, but the Rambam Shita, that a person is a Rosh, Hashem takes away his Bechira, and they didn't have Bechira. Like what the Rambam says, by one of the Mahal, because my heart is hard, which it was, that he sinned so much. So it could be these people had low, to such a low Madrega of Rishas, and even during the Makkas, they continued with their Rishas. The Mela, Hashem took away their Bechira, and they didn't have the Bechira. As maybe the Ram learns in Shita's Parah. But the Maisa, we can say another Mahalach. And that is the fact that Rashi, they didn't want to go out. Rashi, they had the opportunity to go out. Mashba Hashem, they didn't want to go out. So it's Mashba from Rashi, there was a Deher over here that they had the opportunity to go out. It's not the Pshad that Hashem had, they were Sharm, and therefore they took away the Bechid. Lord says. So it could be an oifin to Malamit Schus, not Malamit Schus, but an oifin the hair is that deep down they believed that they're not roy. They don't realize, what are we going to go out for? What are we going to go out for? We're going to go out to receive the Torah, to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking us out. Deep down they felt that they had reached a level. We can't get out of it. We're so medubic, we're so stuck to the tumor, we're never going to get out of it. The miyayish on the etzem tzias of being rishon, they said that's going to be forever. We're not going to change. The purpose of going on Mitzrayim is to change. We're never going to change. Because we are so much stooped in the rishus. Was so involved with it. The level of tumah taka was such a high level. It was the 49th level of tumah. Once I told it over, the medrash, the floor, the sipuri in the floor is the back of my famous haggadah called the migdal eda haggadah. I don't know if it's used today, but ancient we used to always use the migdal eda haggadah. In the back is sipuri maisis from a drush and stuff. So one set of pshat why it says I leave loy malach rosh baruch b'soich mitzrayim. Was because the Malachim couldn't go in because they were afraid they were going to be in this mushpa from the Tumah of Mitzrayim. So the Tumah of Mitzrayim was so shtar, there was such a deep level, The Rishonim felt it's worthless. They're miyayish on themselves. We're going to stay as Rishonim. So what are we going to go out for? No chesed to go out because the rishus is so stark, and they didn't believe in the koyach of Rishonim, that they could change. They could make that change, and that's a toys of Rishonim. I wanted to say a pshat that Kodesh Baruch Hu comes and gives the first mitzvah of the Torah, Chodesh HaZalochem. And Lamais is given in Mitzrayim, as we know. So we have a whole shmooze about it, a different shmooze, but one of the ties that it could be, why is that also the first mitzvah? The Torah says it's Yisoid for Klal Yisrael. Chodesh HaZalochem, just like the moon is Mischadshus, the Yin of Mischadshus, that we do the mitzvah of the Chodesh is to celebrate the Yin of Mischadshus, that every month there's a new moon, there's a new Ischachus. And that koyach of the mitzvah, that first mitzvah was giving Mitzrayim to teach Klal Yisrael, no matter what level Yidk falls through, he has the koyach of Ischachus to give Ischachus. And he could renew himself. And with this, just by being misasik in a mitzvah, or getting involved in a mitzvah, that or, and that's the pshat could be that Bnei Yisrael wrote or, but Hashem was giving the gilui that eventually, that through mitzvahs, through ma'asim tovim, slowly that or, you can go out of any matzah. Everybody can have their own yitzias mitzvah from any matzah, and that's why it was given to mitzvah machuidish hazalochem that the ein of ischach is a klai yisrael give ischach from the depths of the most shver matzah. For the level of Tumah HaGdoila, you can come out and be Mischadish, like Klal Yisrael did. That's the Koyach of Chiddush of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that was given to Afki Mitzrayim. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them a couple of mitzvahs to realize that we can get out of this. We can slowly, through the Koyach of every mitzvah. So if you're a Yuri, they were Mekabal on themselves, even from the beginning, to do mitzvahs of the Kabbalah itself, and many of them learned. But the Yisoy that Dvarim is. That's what the Kodesh Baruch gave him, but these Rishonim didn't believe. We're in a similar mahalach, or maybe a little different mahalach. We want to say a zeh. We once said over Yerushalmi Imsochim. Yerushalmi says that in the night of Pesach at Chatzoy Salaya Bidiyuk, Paro was Yotze B'Seich Mitzrayim. And he said his coil, the Rishali says his coil was heard from one end to the next. He says, you're free, slay, you're free to go. Till now, you are Avdei Paroi. From now on, you're going to be Avdei Hashem. And at Chatzos HaLaila, Misoich Mitzrayim, there was a transformation. The Klal Yisrael went in from a matzav of Avdus to Paroi to a matzav of Avdus of Eved Hashem. Exactly at midnight. We once said over a tremendous Meshech Chochma. The Meshech Chochma says that to bring out this void, that change that took place exactly at midnight, and the pasuk that it says by the tzivot by the Chum Pesach. It says by the Korban Pesach, Al tochlu mimenu no, uvoshu mavushu b'moyim, this week's parasha, don't eat it raw, cooked in water, kiyim sliyeh, roasted. V'lo yisosiru mimenu adbreke, don't leave it over to the morning. So the Meshech Chochma brings rise, he says the word al, is rise to it, implies a lashon of bakosha. Loi is command, the lashon of command. Al is a lashon bakasha. Says the Meshechah very gishmak, because until Chatzos HaLaila, Klal Yisrael were considered still Avdei Para. And Chatzos was that transformation. So Al tochlu mimenu no, please don't eat it raw. Al is a lashon of bakasha, because they still didn't. They were still shout to Avdei Para. They weren't Avdei Hashem yet. Well, I could compare the shechter before Chatzos. Not out to see me, because leave it over to the morning. That's after Chatzos to the Meshech Chochma. That shot to the tzad of Eved Hashem. Then it can command you. So the Meshech Chochma, the Shinu in the Lashon brings out this tremendous Yisoid that at 12 o'clock was that transformation. Avdei Par to Avdei Hashem. So it could be, as by his side, that this was the Rishonim's Cheshbon. Rishonim's cheshbon did come from a low self-esteem, if you the first a low feeling that we can't do it. It came from a feeling that I know we didn't want to do it. I mean, the cheshbon was, if we were going to free, real freedom in their mind, what a Russian calls freedom, so then, enochanami, let's go out. But we're going to freedom in their minds. We're going to freedom. We're going to be avodim fighter. We're going to be avodim tatosh baruch hu. We're going to serve Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu gives the tzivuyim right away. From Pesach, tens of tzivuyim, matzah, chometz. Pesach itself, Rabbi Yisrael, the Yom Tov of Cheirus, the going makes a cheshbon, the night of Pesach, 64 mitzvahs. You have to involve every second, split second, eating at this, and the matzah, the chomet, the rabbonins, the whatever, all the different hogim, 64, the night of Cheirus. This is the night we're going free, that's it, 12 o'clock we're free. What are we doing? Matzah, Moror, Mitzvahs, Korban, Pesach, they're busy. This is called freedom. But go, you're right, okay. We walk for them here, we're there, okay. The Cheshbon. Rabbis, the Cheshbon is a toys. He ain't been churn, I'm sure he's a Torah. And the Rishoyim, that was the Yisoyim of Rishoyim. We don't want to makabal the Avdus, the Shibur of HaKadosh Baruch. That's where we're showing poishim, as one gives him Rashi, poishim. We're not ready to makabal the shibud of HaKadosh Baruch. We want to live what we call freedom. And if it's not going to be that freedom, let's remain in slavery. We're not going to have real freedom. But the toys is a voice. The aim ben choyin on the Misha Isik Batoyro, the emes of freedom, the emes of chayrus. Yemes Echeiros is the person to be Meshuvat HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In every single mitzvah that we do, and everything in mind that we do, that first gives awe, that gives cheshek, that gives life to us, Rabbi Yisrael. Just the opposite. The more a person is Meshuvat to his taivas, the more a person is Meshuvat to his tumah, the more a person is such a slave, Rabbi Yisrael. Such a slave. What a slavery that we're in, those who are meshubit to the addictions of the time is oilam azeh. What a slavery. We were just speaking about this week, there's an article in one of these magazines. The problem with the internet, Rabbi Yisrael. We're speaking on a tape, so we get it out to the masses. The problem of the internet. The mice is going through the internet, but the problem of the internet, or what's called the iPhone. The iPhone, that a person has the iPhone. So a lot of people came out, and we saw how much better mention from Eliashiv, and in the book they wrote of Eliashiv, so Eliashiv said about the phone, that since the time of man, there's never been a bigger gate suddenly, it's harder in the history of the world. You talk about maybe the internet, the computer, the... But if at the time the koyach that a person could press a button and be who knows where, and that's a lot of people when it came out and still coming out, the fight is against that nekuda, Rabbi Yisrael. And it's 100% true of Ada, because a person gets addicted to the things that are no good, Shem Yirachem, even if he's nichshak, Shem Yirachem. But one of my biggest nekudas all the time was that I felt a distraction. The fact that it so occupies a person's life that a person could and I saw this a few times. A person's, you know, Rahman al-Islam, if he dropped his phone or if it fell into water, I saw this some of the panic that a person went into because some water got on his phone. The phone wasn't working, or the phone fell into the toilet where it should be. He just forgot to flush. And it fell in and it got ruined, Rabbi Yisrael. The person goes into mamish panic, crying, running, where's the rice? Do we have rice? Get the rice, pull into the rice. I saw this a few times, Rabbi Yisrael, people going mamish crying, You see tears, chas v'shalom, like they lost who knows who, like one of the worst tragedies in the history of the world. Chas v'shalom, person could have been killed, who knows where, lo aleinu. And then, okay, that Nebuch tragedy, the phone fell down, got wet. Shem Yirachim aleinu, Rabbi said, crying for days, what's going to be with the phone, worried, waking up in the middle of the night with fever, sweating, because with the phone, they're checking the rice every few minutes, is it good enough rice, maybe we need brown rice, and running around in hysteria, mom's hysteria, it's not joke, Rabbi said, for the being involved and so involved, it should be, Rabbi said, to the taiva of having to know everything going on in the world, Rabbi said. FOMO and FEMO, a fear of missing this and missing that, and a person's mamash makes himself so mishugra by that. The Torah gives guidelines, what we do here, what we do there, everything's mutter, everything's good in the right time, this, and here a person's so mishugra by that. His life has been taken over, Hashem Yirachem. Hashem Yirachem, it's become a Vodah Zarah mamash. And I'm not one to talk about it, I'm not one to give musa on these things, Rabbi said, but who knows, Rabbi said, the tragedies that, the alena that's going on in the world today, so many things, Rabbi said, this tumah, the thing that came into the world, but it's more than the tumah, Rabbi said. The pshat is a Kodesh Baruch Hu, what does a Kodesh Baruch Hu bring calamities, chas v'shalom, lo aleinu? Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to have a relationship. That's what the verse says, hachel hochi mikari. You go with Mikari, it means you go with me Mikra, coincidence, you're not realizing that Kodesh Baruch Hu is talking, everything that happens, but it's talking. Hashem Yirachem, but it's like, just Tamidi Chachom, that I heard recently, that are sick, with Machalas, and Doilim, and people are sick, and terrible minds. I just saw one of these papers, they had another list of this. Hashem Yirachem, we don't even know what's going on today, what's out there, calamities. I just read one of these alone in the toilet over here, in the bathroom over here. So they had this one of these papers that they got out. So they're printing over the soreness that are going on today. And he printed this thing. This place in Beitar, this place for the kid that never let him drown. And this place, the person that kept him wake up. And this place, this happened. And that place. Not much, we don't even know about today. Okay, so he said, it's Sibra's Law, and we have media today, so we know more about it. But Shem Yirachem is not normal things, what's going on. And people are talking about it. And people are saying, and the Goyim are talking about that. We have to. But Hashem is talking about that. Hashem is talking. Is anybody listening about that? We're on that stupid phone. We can't hear our wives. We can't hear our parents. We can hear the Rebbe Shalom, who we don't see. You can't hear the guy next to you. A wife and a husband are sitting at the table. What's up? And what's new? And what's this? What's going on in Molotov, Russia? Right? They just put up a new gas station there. And everything going on in every single person's life and this and that. And husband is saying that they don't hear each other. They're talking, they don't hear each other. Until one of the guys texts, how's it going? Oh! Now they had a little conversation tonight. So it's a good thing for the text. At least it has a good part to it. Husband and wife can text if they're sitting right next to each other. You joke, everybody says true stories. The husband and wife, they text to each other, sitting next to each other. They don't have time because they're talking to everybody else in the world. So how's it going? Okay. Back to Mary Jane. So we have time. So the Bereshim talks, you're going to hear everybody's that? If you, like I said last week, if he doesn't send us a text, we're not going to know. Because we're talking and talking, and we're not listening. Because Bo says it. Until the looking pressure, the Chalo Aleinu, until the carry, Afani, Vaite, and Vaite, until a person wakes up. It's a posture, the boy said. I don't have to be a Navi, and I didn't hear someone talk about it, but I think that's the Dove posture, what's going on. That the world is in a stupor. And Hashem Yirach, we can't say it because we're in a stupor from this machine that's taking over people's lives and controlling their brains and being so wrapped up in it that they don't have time to hear their wives, their families, and certainly the Ribbono Olam, which would be a papum faget. And they could be reading about tragedies and reading about calamities and move on to the next topic. What's going on in Tibet now? In Israel, Nebuch, what happened? Okay, move on. We now move on to the next country. What's going on there? Hashem's talking to us. Is anybody listening? It's the Pasha, I say. It takes over a person's life. And that's the koyach of the Yetzer Hara, I say. He's many different, he has very different mass, I say. Says the Gemara Kedushin is mechadish b'chol yoyim. Mechadish b'chol yoyim. He comes with a different mask every day. And now his big mask is involved in this whole mass media, to try to disguise and pull everybody in to be so wrapped up, their brain is not free, their meshubit, gansin. Totally. The goyim are writing about it. How the world is being controlled, their minds, they're developing the system more and more to take your mind away from you, to be controlled, and it becomes a matzav where we're not meshubet to Hashem Nibur, and we have no chayrus. So who's the ben chayrin? Who's the free man? The one who's wrapped up in his tithes and can't control himself and totally is given over, or the one who's able to say no, this has a time and that has a time, and I'm in control of myself. This was what the Rishonim didn't understand. They didn't want to go out. We're going back. It's from slavery to slavery. There's no. We're not switching positions. We're just switching masters. But that's the toys of Boisa. The emes, the Kabbalah of serving Hashem, of doing the Torah. Boisa, Bereshim wrote the Torah for the purpose that a person understands that that's the way to have successful living in this world. That's the way to have successful living. The Torah is a blueprint of a world in its greatest state of chavis, of happiness, of the greatest exhilaration, the greatest feeling of happiness. That's what the Torah was given for, to be in the happiest mode. So we're trying to find ways how to get away from it. Because Bo is saying you're not going to be happy. Never! So what are we doing? Destroying. Self-destructing, everybody says. Self-destructing, instead of giving ourselves over to the Shibud of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and living happily ever after, we're self-destructing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, out of His mercy, is trying to get our attention. Who's listening? Shavizoich Rabbi Yisrael is a topic that needs a lot of reading, but I want to keep the Olam. But Be'ez Hashem is Baruch Hashem, we here in the Olam. That's all, Baruch Hashem, we try to stay away from these objects. We try to stay focused in our learning in Torah, but there's a world out there that's trying very much to lure us in, get involved in this and that and that. We're living in the learning, we're living in the Torah, living in the mitzvahs Hashem, doing Ratzon Hashem, and all aspects of life. Everywhere, every aspect of life, vacation, everything, every tivis, every hanois in this world Hashem wants us to have. In the right form, in the right way, to enjoy this world, in the right way, in the right form. Don't overdo it here, don't overdo it there. It's not healthy, it's destructive. Hashem wants the best for us. That's why He gave us a Torah, but He wants the best. And that's how we're going to have success, happiness, good times. That's what a person has to realize, and that's what Pesach, we have to feel the great exhilaration, Baruch Hashem, that He was calling us, La'avodim, and we're His servants, that we can say, Al tikri chay ben, Al tikri choros la'ru ala chayrus, going out from Shibish Ma'am to accept the Torah was chayrus amiti. We deserve to feel that chayrus be'emes, Abayisai. We deserve to be emes, each and every one of us to believe that we can go out of our own Yetzias Mitzrayim. Everybody has their own Yetzias Mitzrayim, with the first half of the Shmuz, the first chelik of the Shmuz, that no one should feel like he's ever in a matzah they can't get out of. There's a kosiyat d'shmaya, there's a or. You can always get out of your matzah, there's a Yetzias Mitzrayim that you can always get out of. If you believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He gives the Siyat d'shmaya to take us out. To realize the emes achirus that the person has, to realize and to know, to understand that with the depths of understanding that only serving Hashem and doing His Torah is a happy way of life, is a real chirus. We should be sure that I have chirus. We Zur der Khair Samiti, Shir Sikeinem Heir, Amen.